From the Srimad Bhagavatam, sixth canto, chapter 12, the Trisura's glorious death, text number 13. Ayu, Sri, Kirti, Aishvaryam, Aisa, Purusasya, Ya, Bhavanti, Eva, He, Tatkale, Itanichur, Viparyaya, Ayushri Kirti Aishvaryam, Asisa Purusashaya, Bhavantyeva Hi Tatkale, Yatanichur Viparyaya, Ayu, longevity, Shri, opulence, Kirti, fame, Aishvaryam, power, Asisa, benedictions, Purusasya, of the living entity, Ya, which, Bhavanti, arise, Eva, indeed, he, certainly, tatkale, at that proper time, nyata, just as, anicho, of one not desiring, viparyaya, reverse conditions. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Just as a person not inclined to die must nonetheless give up his longevity, opulence, fame, and everything else at the time of death, so at the appointed time of victory, one can gain all these when the Supreme Lord awards them by His mercy. Purport. It is not good to be falsely puffed up, saying that by one's own effort one has become opulent, learned, beautiful, and so on. All such good fortune is achieved through the mercy of the Lord. From another point of view, no one wants to die, and no one wants to be poor or ugly. Therefore, why does the living entity, against his will, receive such unwanted troubles? It is due to the mercy or chastisements of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that one gains or loses everything material. No one is independent. Everyone is dependent on the mercy or chastisement of the Lord. There is a common saying in Bengal that the Lord has 10 hands. This means that He has control everywhere, in the 8 directions, and up and down. If He wants to take everything away from us with His 10 hands, we cannot protect anything with our 2 hands. Similarly, if He wants to bestow benedictions upon us with His 10 hands, we cannot factually receive them all with our 2 hands. In other words, the benedictions exceeded our ambitions. The conclusion is that even though we do not wish to be separated from our possessions, sometimes the Lord forcibly takes them away from us, and sometimes He showers such benedictions upon us that we are unable to receive them all. Therefore, either in opulence or in distress, we are not independent. Everything is dependent on the sweet will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada had this experience himself. He, as you know, he was a businessman, and he was a successful businessman. He had a big factory, pharmaceutical, and somehow he just by Krishna's mercy, he became more interested in preaching. He had already met his spiritual master, but he was thinking, I'll make a lot of money, and then I'll help the preaching. And that was his plan. And he was making good money. He had a good name in the pharmaceutical business, making good money, had a big factory. But it just wasn't sitting in his heart. So he started preaching more and started neglecting his business. And eventually Krishna took everything away. Yasyaham nugranami harishi taddinam shanai. To show special mercy to his devotee takes everything away. So he became so poor. He didn't have anything, just a couple of old dhotis and old kurtas. But just no place to stay. He was homeless in New Delhi. Nothing. So that was special mercy. But then, when he went to America, gradually devotees started joining and temples started coming up and so much. He got so much. So Krishna took everything away with his 10 hands, and then Krishna gave everything with his 10 hands. And yet Prabhupada was amazed. So much. So much. Yeah, amazed. So many temples. When he left this world, there was 108 temples. Now there's about 500. So Krishna took away, and then he gave so much. So this is the mercy of Krishna. And Prabhupada always saw it as the mercy of Krishna. Never became proud. So this is very important to keep this this humility. There's a statement by Narada Muni in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Mahadbir bhakti nistaista nasvarineti manyate. Devotees of the Lord do not think that the services they do are actions under their own control, but they are expressions of Krishna's supreme mercy. This is how a devotee thinks. He doesn't think, oh, I've done so good. I'm a good book distributor. I'm a good manager. I'm a good kirtaniya. I'm this. No, he always thinks it's the mercy of Krishna. So this way he doesn't become proud. In this world, it's very easy to become proud. And therefore there's an English saying, the pauper is proud of his penny. If someone goes and buys a new pair of shoes, and he's walking down the street thinking everybody's admiring his new shoes. Nobody even knows. But this pride, it sits in so easily. But a devotee always thinks, no, it's the mercy of Krishna. And Krishna does amazing things, mystical things, where one can only understand that it's the mercy of Krishna. Just like this, recently we had the New York Rath Yatra. Great success. But you know, the first one we had in New York City in 1976, one devotee was trying to get permission for this Rath Yatra. And the person in charge of giving permission said, no, sorry, all parades have been stopped, no more. And the devotee said, well, we're just gonna pull some push carts down the street. Well, okay. Yeah. Made it seem real small. So, but then somehow he still wasn't, he wasn't getting the permission that he needed. So he had to go to the top person. And then the secretary of this top person, I forgot his position, she said, oh, you know, that's been canceled. And the devotee said, no, that can't happen. I want to talk to your superior. And she said, no, you can't speak to him. He's busy. So he just barged through, past the secretary, went into the office of this guy and said, listen, you know, you've already given us permission. This is we've already advertised for it. You got to allow us to have this parade. And he picked up his pen and he signed the permission. And as he signed it, he's saying, why am I doing this? I don't want to. Why am I signing this paper? He's saying this to the devotee. And we got permission. And we've been doing it every year since. Krishna's mercy. And another amazing thing about this Rath Yatra is that this Rath Yatra is on Fifth Avenue. Prabhupada said the most important street in the most important city in the most important country in the world. There's all these high rises. Where do you build three huge carts? There was only one place, one empty lot that belonged to Donald Trump. So this devotee, he wrote to Mr. Trump, said, you know, we're going to have this big festival down Fifth Avenue. We have these three carts we're going to build. We need a place to build them, and your lot is the only place. Can you give us permission? Got a response. No problem. Go right ahead. Didn't charge us. He could have charged us a lot of money. Just said, yeah, just do it. So he gets some big benefit. You know, that goes in his... He's got a lot of negative stuff, but that goes in his... That goes in his spiritual bank account. You know, Krishna saw that. Yeah. So, Krishna's mercy. When Prabhupada heard, because Prabhupada knew it wasn't an easy thing to get a Rath Yatra, you know, a festival going down Fifth Avenue. So he asked the GBC, who was behind this? Who arranged this? Because Prabhupada knew it was some intelligent devotee was behind this. So then he found out. And Prabhupada said, how did you do it? And the devotee said, well, Prabhupada, I told them we're just going to pull three carts down the street. Yeah. And he said, yeah, this is like Vamanadeva. I just want three steps of land. Just three little carts, yeah. Huge carts, yeah. So that was the mercy of Krishna, and the devotee could see so clearly, this devotee that was in charge of this, he could see so clearly how Krishna's hand was there. A similar thing happened in San Francisco. Well, not, yeah, mystical. In 1967, they had this storefront. Back in the early days, a temple means a storefront. So they had this storefront, and they were paying rent every month, but they didn't know how the money was coming every month. So there was one month they didn't have any money for the rent. And if they didn't pay it, the next day, they're going to be evicted. So they're walking down the street. This is Shyama Sundar and his wife, Malati. They're walking down the street thinking, what are we going to do? How are we going to... Hundreds of dollars. Hundreds and hundreds of dollars to pay. How are we going to do this? So they're walking down the street. Believe it or not, $100 bills are falling from the sky. And they're picking them up from the ground. Yeah. Shyama Sundar, he told me this personally. Yeah. So they're like picking up these $100 bills and, thanks Krishna. Yeah, just completely mystical. Yeah. Yeah. Krishna's hand is there. There's also an amazing, completely amazing pastime of Srila Prabhupada in the year, I think it was 1975, Prabhupada had translated the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and they were printing, but it was going very slow. Many of you know this, this pastime. I think one volume every 4 months. So then, Rameshwar Maharaj at the time, now Prabhu, he took over the BBT. It all shifted to Los Angeles. So everything, it was in New York before that, and it shifted all to Los Angeles. And Prabhupada was concerned about the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's going too slow. So they're on a morning walk, and they're talking about how the BBT had just shifted to Los Angeles, and Prabhupada said, very good. And now we got everything set up for printing, and you know. So Prabhupada said, very good. I'm very concerned about the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I want it printed. And they're like, yes, Prabhupada, we're going to do it. And I think it should all be done in 2 months. 17 volumes in 2 months. They were doing one volume every 4 months. Right? Now, 17 in 2 months. So Rameshwar and his company, they're just like, what? Did he just say what I thought he said? And they had to ask, you know, Prabhupada, did you just say what we thought you said? Yes. Prabhupada, we just see this be impossible. How is it? It's impossible. Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in the fool's dictionary. So then they understood, kind of like our spiritual eyes are at hand here. So they just, all right, we got to surrender. And it was a marathon, 2 months. And the whole L.A. temple got on a marathon. Whatever different programs were going on, everybody was on a marathon. The book distributors went on a marathon. The Spanish BBT went on a marathon. Everything. Everybody was on a marathon, just like the energy that Prabhupada created with getting these 17 volumes done in 2 months, just created, everybody just went on the, whatever program one was in, they got in a marathon. So, Prabhupada wasn't there for the whole 2 months, but he was there for a lot of it because they needed some help with the Bengali. So, Prabhupada was there, I think, for about 6 weeks. And the last night that Prabhupada was there, it was a huge kirtan. Everybody knew Prabhupada's leaving the next day. Huge kirtan. All the devotees in the community there are there at this kirtan. And it's just like a rip-roaring kirtan. Just the temple room's completely packed. And it's just an ecstatic kirtan. And Prabhupada's ecstatic. He's smiling. He's just so happy. Then he gets off the Vyasasana and starts dancing. Now at this point he's, what, 77? Something like that. 78, something like that. So he's dancing. Very enthusiastic. And now the whole temple room just goes nuts. There's not one person that's not dancing. Everybody, the kids, everybody's just like wild kirtan. So it's going on like this for some time. And Prabhupada sits down. And he asks the devotees, did you see them? And the devotees said, did we see who? Narada Muni, Sukadeva Goswami. He said some other names also. You didn't see them? Yes, they were here. They were dancing. That's why Prabhupada got off the Vyasasana and started dancing. He was dancing with Narada Muni, Sukadeva Goswami. So of course they finished, they did all 17 volumes within 2 months. And that last day in the Kirtan, Mangal Artik, practically all the devotees were crying. They did it. By the mercy of Prabhupada. There was no pride. By the mercy of Prabhupada, by the mercy of Krishna, they were able to do so much. So this is the Yatra Yogeshra Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanurjan, Yatra Sri Vijayobhutya Dhuvani Tiramatiramama. That wherever there's Krishna, wherever there's Arjuna, there's going to be victory. Tatra Sri, there's going to be beauty, opulence, extraordinary power. So when one connects with Krishna, amazing things happen. I had an experience also. This is during the marathon, maybe in 1992, I think. One devotee said, Vijay, I think you can do 100 Bhagavad Gitas in the airport. It's never been done before. So I thought, well, give it a try. So I brought all these books out. And the books were just flying out. And all the over 100 books went out. Never happened before. But it's Krishna's mercy. Krishna was just sending people, taking books, taking books, taking books. So, one day, $1,200, biggest collection there also ever. The airport's not, people are going through the airport, they don't, you got a big book, big Bhagavad Gita, you got to put it in their bags. So it's Krishna's mercy. So here, in this verse, stated that just as a person not inclined to die must nonetheless give up his longevity. No one wants to die, isn't it? And there's some people, they commit suicide. But it's not that they want to die. They don't want to die. They want to live. But they want to live happily. Now they're living a miserable life. So they just don't want to live that miserable life. But everybody wants to live. Why? Because the nature of the soul is that we're eternal. We don't die. No one dies. And everybody wants to be happy. Why? That's the nature of the soul. Such chit ananda. This is the nature of the soul, eternality, knowledge, and bliss. This is the nature of the soul. So everybody wants to live, but everybody wants to live happily. This is the problem. People don't know how to live happily. They're thinking that through material sense gratification, they'll be happy, but so much frustration. And therefore, suicide, and people taking drugs and alcohol, and so much frustration. Because they're not finding this happiness that they're looking for in all these material things. So even if someone so-called living a happy life, has a nice wife, or a nice husband, nice house, money in the bank, nice children, still, they have to die. So this is the place. Mrityu samsara is the place of death. Samsara kupe patitang visiyara musitiksam kristam kala hinatnam konya tratum adhishvara. That the intelligence of the living entity is stolen away by the activities of sense gratification. And in that condition, the living entity falls down into the well of repeated birth and death. And within that well, one is seized by the deadly servant of time. And who but the Supreme Lord can save one from such a condition? So we're in this samsara, this cycle of birth and death. the soul doesn't want to be in this, that we don't want to die. Like Prabhupada gives the example, there was one man, he wealthy man. He was told by his doctor that he doesn't have a very long life. He's going to die very soon. So this man, he was pleading with the doctor, please, just give me 4 more years, and then all my plans will be fulfilled. Just give me 4 more years. No. When death comes, there's nothing. There's nothing that one can do. So, this human form of life, it's a chance to, it's a loophole on how to get out of this cycle of birth and death. So if we take this human form of life seriously, we can get out. But it's so important, again, this point of humility. Humility is the crown jewel of devotional service. So important that we understand how small we are and how great Krishna is. If we become proud, then very difficult to chant the holy name. Therefore, tanadapi sunichena tarorapi sihastana amanina manidena kirtaniya sadhari. Once you chant the holy name in a humble state of mind, thinking of oneself lower than the straw on the street, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, ready to offer all respects to others without desiring respect for oneself. So it's so important. And therefore, Krishna Das Kaviraj says that this verse should be worn around one's neck, strung by the holy name. Pride is a major obstacle. Therefore it said, pride cometh before the fall. So this humility is very important that we develop this humility. So how to check this pride, one may ask. How to check it? By service. By service. We have to serve Krishna and Krishna's devotees. And therefore there's a verse, one of my favorite verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Krishna left Mathura, when he left Vrindavan to Mathura, he met different personalities, many different personalities. And there was one person he met, Sudama, the garland maker. This devotee was such a great devotee that Krishna said to him, I'll give you anything you want. Just ask. So he said, Sopi Vavre Chalam Bhaktim Tasmani Vakalamani Tad Bhakteshu Sauram Bhute Sucha Dayam Param. Krishna, I just want 3 things. Please, give me devotion for you. Which is interesting, because he already had so much devotion that Krishna said, I'll just give you anything you want, just ask. Please give me devotion. So this means there's no limit to the devotion that we can have for Krishna. Nice to know. And he said, please give me friendship with your devotees. See, if we have devotion for Krishna, but we don't have friendship with the devotees, Krishna's not going to be so interested. Because the devotees are very dear to Krishna. The devotees are so dear to Krishna, Krishna lives to please the devotees. The devotees live to please Krishna. So, this is something else we can pray for. Pray for friendship with the devotees. And then he said, and compassion for all living entities, for those who have not come in contact with you. Compassion. So I read this verse, I thought, wow, that covers everything. Because we want to have devotion for Krishna, right? If we want to have friendship with the devotees, yeah? And compassion for those who have not gotten the mercy, who have not come in contact with Krishna. So these are things that we can pray for. Compassion is not an easy thing to acquire in the age of Kali. Why? Itya dvesa samudhvena dvanda mohena bharata. Because all living entities, they're born in dualities, bewildered by the dualities of desire and hate. So we're born in this world with hate. Yeah. So compassion is just the opposite. So therefore this is something we had to pray for. And lo and behold, man proposes, God disposes. If we pray for compassion, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get compassion. And you're going to find yourself wanting to go out on book distribution to help the conditioned souls. Yeah. Because Krishna, believe it or not, Krishna, he is feeling some pain. I was listening to a lecture recently. Prabhupada said, Krishna is feeling some pain because of the conditioned souls suffering in the material world. They're his parts and parcel, the sons and daughters. So if a father has some children and they become all degraded and criminals, and it gives pain to the father. So Krishna, he's a father, gives pain. So when we go out and give Krishna to others to help them come closer to Krishna, that gives pleasure to Krishna. Just like imagine there's a father with six sons, and one of them just becomes like just most degraded, just criminal, intoxication, alcoholic, taking drugs, just becomes really degraded. Womanizing, raping, and just becomes a really degraded. But one of his other sons decides to go out of his way to help this son who has become degraded. So he finds him, and he rents a flat, and he brings him over, and he's helping him. Lets him stay in the flat. He's homeless, So he lets him stay in the flat, and he's feeding him and taking care of him and befriending him. So after 6 months or so, he becomes a good boy again. He becomes a good guy again. So he takes him back to his father, and the father sees he's normal again. Imagine how pleased the father is going to be with this son that went out of his way to help this degraded son. Can't imagine how pleased. So that's how Krishna feels towards those who are going out of their way to help the conditioned souls by giving them information about Krishna. Prabhupada said you get very quickly recognized by Krishna. And one purport, he says, it's the quickest way to get realization of Krishna by going out and helping in this mission of spreading Krishna consciousness. So it's so important that we do this service. This is actually, Krishna says, this is the most pleasing service that we can do. And eventually, the goal is pure devotional service. There's a nice verse, which is the favorite verse of Niranjana Swami. Shuto nipatito dhyata advrito vanamoritaha sadhya pranoti saddharma deva vishra jahopihi. This is in the, I think it's in the 11th canto. 11 to 12. You know the verse. Nice verse. Yeah. So, It said that pure devotional service is so spiritually potent that just by hearing about pure devotional service, praising pure devotional service, respecting and having faith in pure devotional service, even if one hates everyone, immediately he becomes purified. It's a powerful verse. So, this is the goal, pure devotional service. Not only to achieve this pure devotional service, but to glorify. And the one person that comes up when you think about the highest level of pure devotional service, as we know, we have this different processes of devotional service: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanavedanam. Hearing, chanting, remembering, you know, the different. But there's one devotee that was expert at all of them. Who was that? Ambarish Maharaj. I mean, inconceivable. He was the king of the world. But he was expert at all nine of them. That one person. Inconceivable. So to appreciate the service of others is something that Krishna is very pleased with. Glorifying such devotional service, we get purified. So maybe I'll stop there. Any questions or comments or corrections or realizations? Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.